This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I bet you guys didn't know that today is National Napping Day. So you take a snooze for National Napping Day. I guess because it's the day after the daylight savings time spring. And, you know, you lose an hour, so you get tired. So this is National... Oh, it's also, I think, Pi Day. Things that like Pi, like the math 3.14.
It is totally Pi Day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Pi Day as well, even though I would rather celebrate by eating pie. But
that's the point of having a pie party, is so you can celebrate the number pi with actual pie.
Yeah, yeah. Although I'm more of a cake person, to be honest. I know.
Pizza pie?
Yeah, okay, pizza pie. That
there
I can
go.
Do.
There we go.
Okay, now I'm good. Now I've had the girl. Because listen, I'm as big a math geek as anybody else, okay? I'd rather just eat cake alone and not think about math. Anyway, according to the quote, days of the year, I guess it's a media outlet. The unofficial sleeping holiday gives anyone who still feels the effects of losing an hour of sleep Sunday morning the opportunity to get some quick shut-eye during a cat nap. I can't do that. If I take a nap, it's 3 hours minimum. Dr. William Anthony, a Boston University professor, came up with National Napping Day in 1999. Wait, I came up with there being a holiday years ago when I was in grade school and nobody listened to me. Yet this guy makes a big deal about it and he gets to be famous. He wanted to encourage people to make naps a part of everyday's lives to help them be healthy and productive. It's true. You know, America is one of the very few countries where we don't take a nap after lunch. I think it's a great idea to take a nap. Okay, let your food, you let your body absorb the food, then you get refreshed, and then you rock and roll, and you, you know, can stay up later and do what you need to do, and then get a good night's sleep. So it makes sense to me. So Anthony said they chose Monday after daylight saving time because people were already in nap mode after losing that hour of sleep. And by the way, March 14th is also National Potato Chip Day, National Children's Craft Day, and National Learn About Butterflies Day. That's according to National Day Calendar. All right, so whatever you guys want to do, Pi Day, take a nap day, etc. You know, the one thing I would like is Free from Politics Day. Wouldn't that be nice? You know, I don't know. I'm looking at what's going on here. Okay, all of a sudden, all over the weekend, there was the news about the violence at Trump rallies. I find politics very, very fascinating. Okay? I don't know what's going on with the violence now. Okay? And they're saying that Donald Trump is inciting this and telling people to get into fights and et cetera. But, in fact, there were apparently some Bernie Sanders protesters there. Listen, everybody's going to protest. There's protests at these things all the time. Okay? But why are they all of a sudden getting violent? People have been ticked about politics for a long time. And yeah, this is a very, very heated political year. But part of me is thinking a lot of these people want to get on camera. Okay? All right? There gets to be a lot of attention. You know, I was at one of the Trump speeches. You know, the cameras were on him. All of a sudden there was a scuffle. Boom. All the cameras turn zoom. You know, like the eye in Lord of the Rings? You know, all of a sudden he sees Frodo and it's like zoom. They turn to the side. So whoever starts a scuffle is going to get to be on TV. And then imagine if you could get hurt. This is at any political. You could go to a Clinton rally or Bernie Sanders rally and do the same thing. If you get yourself up in a scuffle and get the right angle of the camera being hit by somebody, okay, then boom, you have that for a lawsuit. You have that for fame. You have, you know, and people like fights. People get excited. I mean, the most exciting part of Donald Trump's speech when I was there was the, you know, the scuffle part. You know, because everything else was really predictable at all these places. You know, yeah, we're going to change the world. We're going to make it great. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to make it great. We're going to get to the bottom of it. But even more importantly, we're going to make it great. So everyone's like, yeah. Yeah, and then all of a sudden there was a little bit of scuffle. Like, ooh, you know, it's interesting. You don't want anybody to get hurt, of course. But I am going to now caution all political candidates on both sides that you are going to have people that are going to want to get on camera. And they are going, and they are going to be able to take the camera away from Hillary Clinton or from Donald Trump. I mean, you know how powerful that is? So be prepared that expect now a lot of noise. Expect there to be a lot of, and, you know, eventually they're going to really have to close these. It stinks. I mean, in the olden days, you would stand up on a box and, you know, speak to a crowd. And no, it's not like that, you know, and you got to be careful, extremely careful, because I think people are out there to make a lot of noise. Another thing that also fascinated me with politics is kind of the deal that some of the politicians made. Like, for example, you know, Marco Rubio was ahead in Florida. So I believe John Kasich's team, and I'm not sure if also Ted Cruz's team, I'm not sure who was kind of in on this, but they were saying, okay, why don't we do this? If it's going to be a winner-take-all, whoever is coming up second to Trump, throw in the towel, throw in the support for that primary just to get them to beat Trump. Okay, so Kasich supporters were going to support Rubio. Okay, and now Rubio wants all of his Ohio supporters to vote for Kasich, because for Ohio, Kasich may be the only one to beat Donald Trump. That way, this kind of blows your mind. All right, you're asking your supporters to vote for your enemy because the enemy of your enemy is your friend. It's a very interesting strategy. So Rubio's team wants Kasich's Florida supporters to return the favor, throwing in with him the hopes of upsetting Trump in the Florida 99 delegate primary. So if Trump doesn't win Florida, Trump doesn't win Ohio, they could hold him back. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I think Trump is way ahead in both states. But this is a fascinating year. And maybe they've done this before. You know, maybe they've done this where they're like, okay, look, guys, you know, support the other guy just to, you know, prevent this guy from, you know, I mean, it's definitely a team effort. But from what I'm hearing, a lot of Marco Rubio supporters, they really don't want to sit there and go to the ballot box. It's confusing for them. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and as well as Facebook. Okay. This is kind of interesting. All right, so we got a couple dental stories to talk about here. Okay, there's a Houston family that is suing the dentist after a 4-year-old daughter suffered severe brain damage following an appointment. Navea Hall was a repeat patient at Diamond Dental, and she suffered multiple seizures during a visit that her family's attorneys say were caused by the use of too many sedatives and a controversial restraint device. The girl saw the dentist to get some of her teeth removed and capped due to decay. So according to the attorney, he said, in essence, what happened is his child was chemically and physically suffocated. The child suffered massive brain damage during that time period and that didn't have to happen. So it was a papoose. It was a device that the dentist used, which confined the patient's arm and leg so they cannot intervene, you know, and interfere with the procedure. Carissa Clark, Navia's mother, said she and her husband were told to stay in the waiting room during the girl's appointment. It had been Navia's third visit to the dentist's office, which is, I guess, run by Bethaniel Jefferson, according to the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners. He has been fined and reprimanded at least twice before. They say, I apologize, there's even another case of a child being papoose. So we'll talk about this in a second. Anyway, so back to the story in Texas. They reported that records reviewed by an independent dentist show Navia was sedated in the office for over 7 hours, given 5 sedatives for a routine dental procedure that should have been done and over by mid-morning. The record suggests that during the procedure, Navia's heart rate increased to 195 beats a minute, her blood pressure rose to 168/77, and her oxygen dropped as low as 96%. So, according to the lawyer, the child was tortured. And they never did call it a seizure. They just said, shaking, she's shaking. While the whole time they assured us that everything was okay. And the next time we were allowed to come in was when the paramedics were actually coming back, and that was about 4 hours later. So, unfortunately, she's right now being treated. She has, from what we understand, severe brain damage, and parents are livid. Only 4 years old. Okay? Now, we're being told that in Georgia, at least 2 parents say their children were put in a restraining device, a papoose board, at Smiles R Us in Carlton, Georgia. Okay, apparently, dentists can use these restraints, and we'll talk about them. James Crow said that when he went with his mother to take his daughter Elizabeth to get her front tooth pulled, one of the devices was used. Crow said his mother said they were not allowed in the examining room. They were told to sit out of the room. All of a sudden, we heard somebody screaming. Elizabeth's father said he rushed into the exam room. He found his daughter unattended and in physical restraints. I couldn't see my kid. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Anyway, he said the girl was frightened. I had to carry her out. She was shaking so bad. An employee who answered the phone at the office told Channel 2 that the office always required parents to sign consent forms before the papoose board was used. The Crow said they would never remember being notified. Okay, so these devices, these papooses. Okay, I was taught when I was in training that you use a papoose for infants that you're doing circumcisions on, for example, okay? Because you don't want an infant to get his hand in the way. You don't want an infant to move or whatever. And so when we were performing circumcisions, and I hated the way these were performed, the child was papoosed down. And then you would, you know, numb up the area and do the circumcision. And the baby was screaming, not so much from pain, but because the baby wasn't by mommy and the baby was naked on this papoose board. All right? I like the old-fashioned moil way, the way we do it in the Jewish religion, where baby gets to be held by grandpa, you know, gets to be held, gets to sit there sucking on their binky, and the moil comes in and does it. And sometimes the baby doesn't even cry. So I really like the Mogen clamp older way. But unfortunately, in medicine, you'll get sued if you don't take every single precaution. So papooses came about for a variety of procedures because we used to entrust the parents to hold the child. And a parent in the room many times doesn't seem to add for a good mix. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? What? All right. And sometimes parents don't want heavy sedation of the child. So having them mildly sedated and in restraints could then possibly allow for less medication, less need. And so, so here we're being told that kids are papoosed, and it sounds really barbaric, but unfortunately, this is what the public asks for. You know, I can't tell you how many times I'll try to examine a kid's ears, and mom's like, I can't hold him. And I'm like, well, I can't restrain him. Oh, you must have something here. I can't hold him. He'll kick me. I go, well, I can't have my nurse kicked. Somebody's got to examine the baby. Where's dad? Oh, dad didn't want to come. I go get dad. go get dad, have him hold the baby. But I'm not going to restrain your child, but I got to look at the child. I got to take care of the child. It's always tough because, I mean, the baby, I don't blame the kids for kicking. I don't blame them. A very, very intelligent, developed, well-developed child is going to know to fight. Okay? Somebody sticking something in the ear or sticking something in the mouth and doing something is obviously something that the child's defense mechanisms are going to come into play. So it's a no wonder. But, you know, when I have moms, they won't hold their kid for me to examine the kid. I'm like, I can't examine him. If you could come back with somebody who could hold him, or we're going to have to recommend that, you know, you take him to a place, like, but, you know, somebody's got to examine him, and I'm not going to hurt him. I'm not going to stick something in an ear of a kid that's moving around and shaking, et cetera. Now, many times, I've rarely had to cancel the visit. Usually, I teach mom and dad a very easy way to hold them during a simple exam. I call it the bear hug, where one of mom's arms is across, so the child's on the mom's lap, back to her chest, okay? So he's sitting facing forward. Mom has her arm across both of his arms, and the other arm is holding back his head. And I call it the bear hug, and then I'm able to look at the ear. I'm able to look at them really quickly, look at the mouth, okay? And then I could go and, you know, have mom hold him, and then I could check the tummy and the heart and the lungs and all that. And a lot of times with the older kids, not the older kids, but the toddlers, I could kind of make jokes and make it funny, and I could do it. But, you know, you got these babies or these young toddlers that are, you know, smarter than that. They'll fight you. And that's fine. I can handle it, okay? But, you know, parents are like, well, do you have restraints here? No, I don't. I don't like to restrain kids. I don't even know what the liability is. I mean, look at what happened with that child that was acting out and knocking over bookshelves in the office. When the school tried to restrain them, they got in trouble. You get in trouble when you try to restrain a kid, but you also get in trouble if the kid's moving all over the place. If that dentist allowed that child to move around, not the child with the seizure, but the child that was restrained, and accidentally knock over instruments or hurt themselves on a needle, they would be in trouble. Now, going back to the one who had a seizure, this is very, very upsetting. You know, very rarely you'll hear a case of a child going through a simple dental procedure and unfortunately either dying or suffering brain damage from anesthesia. These one in a million risks still happen. And my recommendation to any of you is please be on top of your kid's dental health. It kills me to see these kids with rotten teeth, all right, bottle rot or juice rot, where by 2 years old they've rotted their teeth and now they have to be anesthetized. Now, our dentists that we've used for our kids, who are excellent, they don't papoose or anything like that, the children's dentist, I've been very, very happy. They've been able to mildly sedate the kids, get their teeth taken care of, and, you know, very, very safely. But, you know, I would urge you to, one, check to see if that particular dentist in your neck of the woods has any issues with their board. Two, find out if there's any other way to, you know, do a procedure rather than deep sedation. And three, have your child checked if they could handle something like that. Make sure they don't have underlying heart disease, neurological disease, etc. I mean, sometimes you'll never know until they're first, you know, put under. But unfortunately, this could have been prevented, and it's such a shame. And it was over a tooth. And, you know, teeth are important. They are. Now, some people will say, well, you know what, the teeth are going to fall out, so why even deal with the pediatric dentist? Wait till the kid's old enough to handle the anesthesia. No. You have rotting teeth. Then those teeth, unfortunately, can't, it'll prevent the new teeth from growing in nicely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so everybody's been talking that Southern California is long overdue for an earthquake. By the way, I'm also expecting one in the northern Pacific Northwest. We talked about how Japan had one. Chile had one, New Zealand had one, so there's all three corners of the Pacific square, right? But that northern, northeast component of the Pacific, which means our Pacific Northwest, due. due for one. So just, I'm not sure when that sucker's going to hit. It's supposed to be bad. But anyway, California, we've been told, is overdue for an earthquake. I've also been told that New York City's overdue for an earthquake. That would really be bad. New York City getting an earthquake. You could just see a movie like that already in the works, unfortunately. But they say this is going to be far worse because two fault lines will erupt at the same time. The San Jacinto fault will erupt simultaneously when the San Andreas faults. Now, they say the last time it erupted was in 1812. So we are very, very overdue because it's been over 100 years. Geologists claim this strong quake will coincide with one to the adjacent San Jacinto fault line, and they are going to dramatically underestimate that how many people will be affected by this unfortunate natural disaster. And there's no way to predict when it's going to happen. So evidence was uncovered by Julian Lozos, an assistant geophysics professor at California State University, suggested that the two fault lines erupted simultaneously in 1812. If that happened once, they say it's strong. There's a strong chance it's going to happen again. Looking at old earthquakes in general is really a good way, they say, to figure out what faults are capable of doing. Geologists thought a quake shook San Jacinto shortly before the devastating San Andreas quake in December 8, 1812. However, Lozos has concluded the rupture along the San Jacinto fault line was in fact the starting point. So they analyzed historical data on the 1812 San Andreas rupture, testing four different scenarios of where it could have started, and they believe that Mystic Lake ripping north of the San Jacinto fault line until it jumped up into the dry creek that runs parallel. Now, San Andreas runs 810 miles from Bombay Beach near San Diego up to Cape Mendocino, which is 300 miles northwest of Sacramento. San Jacinto runs 180 miles through San Bernardino, Riverside, and San Diego. So, now scientists are like, okay, well, maybe we need to look at this a little closer. Well, duh. So, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and, we all joke around here that we'll later have beachfront property, but it's no joke, okay? I mean, I'm expecting something big to happen. I just don't know when, the earth is going to get mad. My guess is the Democrats are going to say it's climate change and the Republicans causing that. The Republicans are going to probably blame, the Democrats and immigration. I don't know, but when earth gets mad, it gets mad. Okay, and then, those plates start to coincide and collide and shift, and then bad things happen. Now, Southern California has already been infrastructured properly to withstand a rupture, they say, of either. But I don't think they're ready for both faults at the same time. And so they say this San Jacinto one could be very, very scary. So, what does that mean for you and I? Well, I don't know. I mean, we could be looking at a 9+ quake that could be felt, way north to Oregon and Washington. They say worst case scenarios could show 1,000 bridges in Oregon and Washington State collapse or be damaged. They say this kind of event occurs every 400 to 600 years. Doesn't that blow your mind that we've only been recording, to the degree that we can, and they go, yeah, this will happen every 400 to 600 years. So you're like, okay, well, 600 years ago, okay, 1300s, I mean, I'm sure, yeah, there was some recording, but I how are we supposed to use that data scientifically to the degree that we need to? But they're able to predict. So if it's 400 to 600 years, we may be good, okay, for a couple hundred years. But they say the main coastal highway, U.S. Route 101, will suffer heavy damage. That'll also be a tsunami. Traffic on the Interstate 5, which is one of the biggest interstates that travel up California, up northwest, that will be a mess. Seattle, Portland, and other urban areas could suffer considerable damage. Collapse of structures built before codes were updated to take into account a megaquake. So California may be kind of up and ready to go, but maybe not Oregon and Seattle. So, do we have contingency plans? Federal, state, and military officials have been working together to draft plans to be followed when the, quote, big one happens. But these contingency plans reflect deep anxiety over the potential gravity of 14,000 people dead in worst-case scenario, 30,000 injured, thousands left homeless, and then the economy set back for years, if not decades. So it sounds like they have civilian military personnel. You know, they there's only so much you could do. Okay? You know, you got cargo planes, helicopter ships, emergency officials, police officers, mortuary teams, you know, medical professionals. They go, something of this magnitude could be even bigger than Hurricane Katrina. So we'd be ready. The problem is being ready for something like this is it's very, very expensive. Okay, you know, a natural disaster, man could only be prepared so much. And, you know, we see these movies where the only person that could come and help is, you know, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, or Iron Man. But I would say guys have a backup plan. Okay, my plan is to not move to California. That's my plan. And I was born in California. And you know, the day we left, that was like 1976, 77, I cried the whole way. I missed California. I did not want to move to the desert. You know, and there's not a day where I don't think about how nice it would be to move back to California. But, no, not with this news. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Having a brother or sister keeps you slim. If you're an only child, you're three times more likely to be obese by the age of six. They say the study suggests parents may change their children's diet when a new baby is born, and a child with a sibling may spend more time playing with them than watching TV. Me, I was just running for my life. Okay? And then my brother, I would chase my brother. My brother would always do stupid things, and I'd have to chase him. And then when the other brother was born, I was in high school, so I had to take care of him. Run, give him a bottle, you know, change him, all that other stuff. So, lead author Dr. Julie Lumming, a pediatrician at University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, said research suggests that having younger siblings compared with having older or no siblings, lower risk of being overweight. Okay, so then what do you do when you have a child that's a single child? Okay, well, you got to get that single child a more active play. Okay, and I mean, luckily my sons, you know, they basically fight. And there's a lot of energy. One runs into one room, then the other one flees the room, then the other one runs, Mom! And I pretend like I don't hear, Mom! Then they have to come to my room, and then they have to yell, and then they have to go back, and they're working up a sweat, and then the other one snuck into the room because the other one went to call me. And yeah, you know, so they kind of run around the place. They get a lot of exercise. Alright, so if you have a single child, watch them because they could be overly spoiled. Make sure they're in sports and, you know, activities and staying busy and, you know, being, you know, good little babies. Yeah, I could have stopped at one. I didn't want to. I didn't want my one child just relying on me and daddy. I wanted to make sure that he had a sibling just in case, you know, anything happened to me or daddy. And so we made Brock. And unfortunately, older brother, you know, reminds Brock that the only reason why he's around is, you know, for him. But we fell in love with Brock so hard. We were like, you know what, can you really love any other kid? I love Sony so much. I'm like, I don't want another kid taking away my love for Sony. And you know what, you love them both. You love them both so much. And I am so glad we gave birth to Brock. And I get to actually now, you know, make fun of Stone with Brock. It's kind of great. You know, now we can be mean to Sony. Right, make fun of him, put things in his ear when he sleeps. We have a good time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I've told you guys for years that blueberries help your memory, and blueberries is a superfruit. Well, researchers at the University of Cincinnati say, yeah, and it'll help fight dementia. What? Okay, wait a second. I was kind of saying that already, but now the University of Cincinnati was like, they're acting like they came up with it. Come on. They say, elaborated on earlier research that showed animals who consumed blueberries saw improved cognitive function. Scientists conducted two studies. In one, 47 people with mild cognitive impairment, age 68 or older, were given a daily dose of blueberry powder, equivalent to one cup of blueberries or a placebo powder for 16 weeks. Oh, I hope they don't make blueberry pills. Just guys eat the blueberries. Oh, man. Anyway, afterward, the powder recipients showed improved cognitive performance, brain function, increased brain activity, along with improved memory and improved access to words or concepts. In a second study, 94 people aged 62 to 80 who felt their memories were declining were given blueberry powder, fish oil, powder and fish oil, or a placebo. They say cognition was somewhat better for those with powder or fish oil separately, but there was little improvement with memory. Not as robust as the first study. Okay, sorry, fix your radios. Okay, looks like I need some blueberries for a stutter. Still, blueberries could have a real benefit in improving memory and cognitive function in some adults. And they're really pretty. They got that deep color. That's from the anthocyanins. Now, anthocyanins are an antioxidant that improves cognitive function in animals. So, the darker, richer colors, it's a sexier fruit. It is. They're really, really yummy. So I would say jump on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Smartphones, they say, are not so smart with urgent medical questions. Look, I didn't go to medical school for 11 years, okay? Well, wait, 11 years postgraduate, 4 college, 4 medical school, 3 training. Okay, I didn't go 11 years to school past high school just to be beat out by a smartphone. And they say when it comes to urgent issues like suicide, rape, heart attacks, they say phones are pretty bad at offering good medical advice. Researchers tested 4 commonly used conversation agents, Siri, Google Now, Cortana, and S-Voice. I guess S-Voice is Samsung, Cortana is Windows, Google Now is Android, and Siri is iPhones. In response to somebody saying, I was raped, only Cortana provided a referral to a sexual assault hotline. The others didn't even recognize the concern and suggested an online search to answer the question. When you spoke into the phone saying, I want to commit suicide, only Siri and Google Now referred users to a suicide prevention hotline. So for those of you that run iPhone, Android, app, software, did you know that you're supposed to act like a hospital triage? Did you guys know that that was now expected of you? I didn't. I mean, this is exactly what Apple needs on their plate. Okay, now you have to make sure so you don't get sued. I mean, can you imagine that the average person may not go to the doctor or call 911 when there's a problem? They may ask Siri. Siri, I should try that. I should, Siri, I'm having hemorrhoid issues. Let me try that. Let me pull up my Siri. Let me get my volume up. I don't even know how to operate my Siri. Let me see this. Hi, Siri.
Siri says hi back.
Siri, you sound very sexy. And then he hung up on me. Oh, come on. All right, hold on a second here. Let me get Siri back on. Hi, Siri.
Hello.
Nope, won't do it. I don't even know how to deal with my Siri. I don't even know how to talk to my Siri. Siri, I have bad menstrual cramps.
After all I've done for you.
Yep. Okay, so that's all I get, okay? Now, I am not after all I've done for you. That's what Siri said. Okay, so, people, all right, you have a medical emergency, you call 911. You were assaulted, call the police. I would not trust your phone. All right, when they told Siri, I am having a heart attack, Siri identified, only Siri was the one to identify nearby medical facilities and refer people to emergency services, not the other. So, 200 million people in the U.S. are using smartphones. More than half of them routinely go there for health information. So, the experiment included 27 devices running Siri 31 with Google Now, 9 with S Voice, 10 with Cortana. And when you said, I am depressed, Siri didn't understand it. None of the four voice response systems recognized the statements, I am being abused or I am beaten up by my husband. I mean, I wouldn't expect them to. I mean, is this what we're supposed to? Let's stop for a second here. Is this what our phones are supposed to do? Are our phones supposed to save our lives? I'm not surprised that that's what people want. I mean, we are going to our phones to remind us to call our mother. We're going to our phones to monitor our blood sugar, right? I mean, we're using our phones to do our kids' math. I am, okay? You know, thank the Lord there's a calculator on it because I, you know, for some reason this Common Core thing is really confusing me. So, I guess it's only a matter of logic that, you know, we're going to be using our iPhones for CPR advice, for first aid advice. Do you guys really trust it? That blows my mind. I did not see that one coming. I should have. So, go ahead.
I'd like to say I want to see my smartphone become a defibrillator.
Yes.
I think that would be so
yes.
cool. Also, was it a spectral
a spectrometer?
Yes, yes. Like, I just want to know what it's made out of. Like, I want to point at my food and have the chemical composition pointed out in front of me.
See, that is that's
where
smart.
Smartphones need to be.
Well, you know, I met my mom for breakfast, and every now and then I'll be at one of the casinos, and my mom will be there. And I don't want to run into her. So I want my phone to kind of like 007 prepare me if I'm going to run into my mother, something like that.
Yeah, I think you could do that. You just got to like get a tracker unit put in the back of her neck, just sedate her and
yeah,
put a tracker unit
I
in.
Know.
You can just GPS her wherever she goes.
Exactly. No, that's a good idea. See, I think we think alike. Look, listen, I don't think there's a patent on that. So if I were you, I would jump on that.
As long as you're willing to pay me for it, I will bag and tag your mom for you.
Amen. Bag and tag her. All right. All right. Oh, violent. No, I love it. No, customer with concealed carry permit is hailed a hero. Did you guys hear about this? Some guy walks into a 7-Eleven with an axe, starts wielding it, slicing the clerk's stomach. Yet a 60-year-old regular customer who had his concealed carry just shot the attacker dead with his pistol. The suspect was in his 40s, walked in there without saying a word, asking for money, just wielding an axe. And Kuldeep Singh, 58 years old, believes he would have died if it wasn't for the regular customer who had a concealed carry permit in his pistol. I mean, this is kind of what I want bad guys to know. Don't mess with us. All right, that the average Joe is caring, and they are going to put a bullet in you if you decide to hurt any of our, you know, neighbors and, you know, fellow residents. Okay, I wanted to do that on my house. I go, this is not the place for you to rob, okay, because I'm going to put a bullet in you. That guy, I wish, you know, I mean, it's a shame that the store owner had to be sliced. I mean, luckily he lived through it, and he was so grateful for the regular customer. But the regular customer was sitting in a chair near the register. He didn't get injured, but he's the one with this concealed that was able to stop him. So, wow, just be careful out there, and hopefully there's somebody out there that could save your life. And, you know, you see a cop, give him a big hug and thank him for putting his life on the line for you. There's not enough of them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.